And in focus, rolling right along here on News Radio KMAN this morning, we've got Jamie Ramsey standing by here on the phone. She's with the Riley County Senior Service Center. She's the director there. Good morning.
Good morning.
Jamie, how have things been? I know things have been a little different as far as operations. You guys haven't been open for quite some time.
No, we, and in fact, I'm trying, it's been 4 weeks. So it's been quite the change for us, and more importantly, it's been really a change for our folks. We're used to coming in every day for exercise, for lunch, and so that transition has been difficult for many of them. So we have taken the time to kind of touch base with folks that we kind of consider regulars, and then have started to branch out and talk with other folks. The rest of our members who come in.
Now, as far as programming for the senior center, I know some of the older community maybe are not as fluent with some of the new platforms here online, virtually and such. But where have you guys been able to have some success with some programming?
The shining star for us has been our Facebook Live exercise. So all of our exercises occur just like they would if you would come in to the center. So on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there's advanced strength training. There's two classes of strength training. On Tuesday, Thursday, there's yoga and gentle yoga. And if you're curious about the time, just give me a call down at the center at 537-4040, and I'll tell you when they are. But we have... in fact, we've picked up folks who kind of started watching, and then they decided, well, I can do that. I can do that yoga. So it's been wonderful. The other thing is that we have started to contact community businesses to see if they can help us in some way do programming. I know that Hy-Vee is going to be putting together for us some pantry ready, you know, recipes, and so we're going to kind of expand on that. And so, it's been a transition for us to kind of focus on doing some online programming and still recognize that we probably have a third of our members who are not online. And how do we communicate with them? We have sent them out resources, how you get your groceries online, you can call, those kinds of things so that we can provide some support.
That's great resources to have, because, boy, I struggle sometimes. I don't want to go in a place here. Maybe I want to not get my groceries and go and deal with all that challenge. There's so many avenues now that you can do where you don't have to go inside.
Yeah, and again, for just to let folks know it's there, and for those folks who don't, maybe aren't comfortable doing it on their phone, or, you know, can't get online, that how we provide them another way for that business to still serve them. So that's been the challenge.
What about as far as home-delivered meals, how is that taking place?
You know, that is the one that has really, really boomed. On an average, before people sheltered in their homes, we had probably 90 to 100. Right now, we're at least at 120, if not over, which means we have 14 routes that go out 5 days a week. That's not including frozen meals that they take out. And 90% of our drivers are older adults themselves. We have had a nice group of younger volunteers who are at this point have been furloughed and not working, and so they have volunteered, which kind of takes some pressure off some of our older drivers who don't really want to. No contact. We just leave the meal, knock on the door, leave the meal, and then they pick them up. But so a big thanks to our drivers. We probably have a pool of about 80 that takes care of substitutes if someone can't drive one day. And we are getting the home-delivered folks are calling in saying how very grateful they are for getting those meals. The one thing that we are working on is getting enough masks for all of our drivers. So right now I think we have about half of them that have we are able to give masks to. I know we have folks that are sewing, but if anyone happens to have some extra masks that they would like to drop off at the center, they can do it at our west door, and we will certainly get those to our drivers.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's a kind of a new normal we're living in where, here where everyone's covering their faces, and it's not something we're used to, I don't think.
No. And again, this is a population that is at high risk and serving a population that is at high risk. So you have to, we are most appreciative of their service to do this every day, to deliver those meals. The other thing that I have found is folks from out of town, family members are calling in saying, I need to check on mom and dad. They need some services. How can I do that? And just to make sure that they're okay. So we've been doing some family support also, more than we usually do.
Well, that's great. It's nice to see that people are checking in, and because, man, the one thing that really stinks about all this is not being able to go see somebody in person. But it's nice to know that people are still care.
Yeah, we've got a pretty good, folks have a pretty good friend group, so they're checking on each other, and then we're working our way through our membership, calling each of them, making sure that everything is going okay, if there's anything they need, can we help? It's a pretty independent group, by and large.
If there's any seniors out there that are, maybe struggling a little bit here with the loneliness aspect of this, or, just missing some of that social interaction, do you have resources for them as well?
At this point, it's really trying to link them up with some other seniors, might be able to call and chat somebody that they know. And I think we're also going to kind of see if we can figure out to tap some community resources of how to kind of combat that, that loneliness. Is there something that they can be doing? But those days are long. And if you're used to, coming down for exercise or coming down for a meal and visiting, or even going across the street to visit neighbors, and you don't have that, it can seem like a very, very long day. So again, I would encourage people who know that they have neighbors that are there by themselves, even to leave a note and just say, no, we can't visit, thinking of ya. If there's anything you need, just leave a note and we'll see what we can do. Because I'm sure that some of them feel kind of forgotten.
Yeah, and we don't want that. We don't want that at all.
No, we don't.
Anything else you'd like to hit on before we let you go?
The one thing I would like to kind of throw out there is if folks have ideas that they think that we could do kind of online or post for our folks, we'd be more than happy to think about that. We've tried to link up with what the library is doing and what Beach Museum is doing. So if anybody has ideas that they think, I bet folks at home would like to see that, then just let us know. We'd be very appreciative.
Maybe there's some musicians out there who would like to do like a virtual show.
Oh, wouldn't that be neat?
Well, yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be neat.
We saw the K-State band do their big old thing here earlier this week, and the Wabash Cannonball, and that was really cool. Maybe there's something there. Maybe there's an avenue. I don't know.
Okay, that's an excellent idea.
Yeah. Everybody likes music, so except Mason Voth, our sports guy. But that's not a discussion for another day.
That's right.
Jamie, appreciate you joining us here on In Focus.
Sure. Thank you so very much.
Yep. We'll talk to you again next month.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Stay tuned. More In Focus after this. We'll talk with the animal shelter next.